I don't remember my first word. In fact, I don't remember learning how to speak at all. Isn't that curious? That's something so fundamental to us as human beings. We don't have any recollection of how that actually happened, that we learned language. But I do remember being taught what language means in a very simple and concrete way. Probably you had the same experience. I remember very well being taught by my parents to always say please and thank you. That's how one received something, to say thank you. That when one was given a gift for Christmas or at your birthday or for any other reason, when you received really anything, to say thank you. So much so that I remember my parents, after I have received a gift, saying, "What do you say? What do you say?" "Well, you say thank you." I'm pretty sure my parents weren't simply asking me to be polite. But through this idea of please and thank you, they were promoting a value, a way for me to be a person, that I would act from a place of gratitude, of giving thanks, and that articulating that was very important. It wasn't enough to think to be thankful. It wasn't enough to feel gratitude. It had to be said out loud. What do you say? Thank you. In the gospel, only one comes back. And even Jesus wonders about that. Where are the other nine? All of them have received a gift. All of them have been healed. All of them have been made whole once again. And this gift is like any gift. It's really an expression of love. The God who has loved them has healed them and set them free from this illness, from this disease. That is the gift that they have received. And they all received it. But only the Samaritan comes back. Where are the other nine? Well, who knows? Maybe they ran home to tell everybody what had happened. Maybe they had things to do now that they were part of the community. But it's only the Samaritan who comes back and says thank you. Who knows? Maybe on his way home he heard the voice of his mother and father saying, "What do you say?" And he turned around and headed back. The gift of love is never earned. It is freely given. As the healing power of Christ was freely given to the lepers. But gratitude is what makes us human. Gratitude is our response. And gratitude is not so much that God needs us to say thanks. Jesus didn't need the Samaritan to fall at his feet and thank him. No, the actions and the words of the Samaritan are for him. To be grateful, to live a life out of gratitude. And yes, that gratitude has to be articulated. It can't simply be felt. I'm sure the other nine felt wonderful and were grateful, but they don't come back. It's only the Samaritan who realizes for himself, as a human being, as a faithful person, as Jesus points out, It's only when he says that in a loud voice that he is practicing gratitude, that he is living from a place of gratitude. Let me suggest, practicing gratitude is what we are doing right now. Every Sunday, we come together from a place of thanksgiving. Every Sunday, we gather as a community and express our gratitude. We express our thankfulness for the love and the gifts that we have received. And this is how we do it. We don't come together because God needs our thanks. God is not needy in that sense. We do this because we know to be fully human and to be fully Christian, we have to come from a place of gratitude. We have to live our lives from a place of thanksgiving. And yes, we have to say that out loud. It's not enough to think and to feel. We have to, together, as a people, say thank you. Proclaim that we are grateful. And yes, we have to do it every single Sunday, even the ones when you don't want to be here. Because it's so easy, like the other nine, to forget. We can even be distracted when we are grateful. And so the habit, the practice of gratitude, the practice of what do we say, is essential for our coming together. This is communal, ritualized thanksgiving. And we come Sunday after Sunday to sharpen our gratitude, to hone our skill at being grateful. We have received so much from our God. So much we have been given, so much love that we have received, so many gifts beyond telling that we have shared together. And so that's why we say today and every Sunday, thank you.